And we're back. Welcome, welcome to Waffle Free Storytelling. Tina Constant here. How you doing? The jibber jabber somewhere else. We're jumping right into this story, which is called The End of Us All. Oh, it's going to start with my favorite words. Way back at the dawn of time. Things weren't going very well. All sorts of slithering and crawling, hopping creatures had been created, but the crafters, who were the workmen of the gods, were having problems. Their prize creature kept trying to stand up in the way that the crafters hadn't intended. Instead of walking on all fours like the lion or the gazelle or the mouse, the giant gorilla kept trying to stand on two thick legs.
Most unusual,
the crafters all agreed.
No stability, said another.
Looks awkward, said one more. They'll definitely fall over. It'll be a catastrophe.
Only one crafter sat quietly for a moment, and then he said, But why are these magnificent creatures trying to stand like that at all? And so the crafters got to testing.
Maybe it's the quality of the air.
The crafters hummed this way and that and went about creating a version of the gorilla with such a long neck that maybe, just maybe, it could reach a height where the air was that much sweeter. The weight of the neck forced the creature onto four legs. But the crafters all agreed that it still didn't look quite right. Nonetheless, this was a new creature, so the name maker called it a giraffe for no reason other than G was the letter of the week.
We need to focus on the legs,
one of the crafters said. And so they did. They made the legs so strong and solid, so packed with muscle and sinew, that there was hardly anything left for the rest of the body. Thinking they must have got something wrong, they tried again, but they got the same result. These two new creatures sprang into life. They bounced and they bounded all over the place, scattering tools all over the shed. They bounced off the walls and sent the crafters flying across the room. These creatures hopped and bounced, and only after they had broken a dozen windows and three tables did the crafters manage to contain them. The crafters sat in silence for a long time until one of them cleared her throat. Well, let's not tell the gods about that one. I'm sure they won't notice if we keep them under wraps. Maybe yes, maybe no. But either way, a record had to be kept. The name maker licked the tip of his pencil and wrote kangaroo for no reason other than he liked the sound of the word, and creating interesting words was his job. He had already named the koala, for which he was particularly proud. With the experiment complete, the crafters continued to tackle the problem of the gorilla, who insisted on standing on two legs instead of four. If the legs are too heavy and strong, we need lighter legs. So the crafters pulled out another lump of clay. They carved and they shaved, they hummed and they hawed. If a creature is going to stand on two legs, it needs to be light, but the back must be strong. They worked all day and all night and well into the next day, but still they couldn't figure it out. One of the crafters finally complained, "There's too much fur. We need to see what's happening to the body without this obstruction." So using a razor, they went about shaving all the hair off this latest experiment. With that done, the crafters saw before them a most unusual creature, upright, but somehow stable. So they made another one, and another one, all of different shapes and sizes, just to see if they could get the same result. The name maker, from his desk, made a note of every version. And because of the amount of humming and hawing the crafters were making while they were trying to work out this problem, the name maker called these little test creatures human. No matter what the crafters did, though, not only did these strange little creatures never look right, but they also weren't helping solve the gorilla problem. Finally tired and needing a break, the crafters put their tools down and decided to take the night off. Shutting the door behind them, they were sure they would perfect their gorilla in the morning. Well, way up in the mountain where the world was being built, it was cold, and it didn't take long for the hairless human creatures to start looking for a way to stay warm. With nothing useful inside the workshop, they clambered off the bench, wobbled their way across the floor, and climbed up to the windows that the kangaroos had broken a little while earlier. One by one, the humans disappeared into the night. It was so cold without their fur that they needed warmth. So as they walked, they stripped bark off every tree. They stripped leaves off every plant, and they dug holes in the earth, leaving a trail of destruction behind them, the likes of which the crafters could never have imagined. The next morning, the crafters were mortified to see the damage the humans had managed to create in one short night. It looked like a hurricane had torn up the valley. The gods were coming to the workshop that very day to check on progress. The crafters needed a plan. They needed a distraction. "Let's let the gorilla stand up when it wants to," one of the crafters said. "It'll amuse the gods." But the others weren't convinced. They needed something stranger. So in a panic, the crafters gathered bits of clay lying around the workshop and put it all together in any which way. They created a ball for a head, then added flippers and a tail, a mighty bill, soft fur, small eyes. Nowhere near complete, the crafters had no choice but to stop work when the door burst open and the gods ambled into the workshop. While the crafters showed off the lion and the gazelle, even the glorious giraffe, and full of apprehension, they revealed the gorilla. Mighty and powerful, gentle and kind, able to climb and swim and stand rock steady on four legs and two. "Magnificent," the gods agreed, "the best creation yet." Then one of the gods noticed the mess. But before she could say anything, a crafter held up the very latest creation and the gods laughed out loud. "What do you call this?" All eyes turned to the name maker. He blinked and stared at the creature, licked his pencil and wrote, "Platypus 1. The gods were so amused, they left the workshop and told the crafters to keep on going. The crafters took a breath and let it out slowly. "What about the humans?" they whispered to each other. Without exception, the crafters all agreed. "The cold will kill them. It'll be all right. They will be dead by dawn." But the name maker had to be accurate. He had to keep the record straight. He had to keep account of every creation. So he wrote, "Humans, 5,000. Well, as you know, the rest is history. The cold didn't kill those hellish stand-up creatures. They flourished, and the more they flourished, the more they destroyed. By that time, of course, the gods had noticed. And instead of giving the crafters free rein to create anything they liked, they demanded that the only focus must be on taming the human creatures or destroying them completely. And so it was that the crafters started to focus only on what could kill humans. From stinging and biting insects to bugs and diseases and mighty storms. When nothing worked, it was the name maker who finally spoke up. "They have a defense for everything we throw at them. We need something they won't see coming. Something disguised in what they already know and accept. Something they will embrace. Then they can be destroyed from the inside." And so the crafters shaped a different type of human. On the outside, These new creatures looked human, but on the inside they had ice for blood, poison in their hearts, greed in their ambition, and above all, they had no soul. What instruction do we program into them? And without hesitation, they all agreed, destroy humanity. In the corner of the workshop, the name maker licked the tip of his pencil, smoothed out the page of the record book, and wrote, politician, multiple. Yeah, it doesn't take much to imagine what inspired that story. The current shenanigans of our leaders in the world. Well, some of our leaders. A lot of our leaders. What a mess, good Lord. Oh, good heavens above. Yeah, we are certainly being destroyed from the inside out. Thanks to the wildness of a few pretty awful human beings. Anywho, with that aside, how are you? How's your week been? What glorious adventures have you had? What good things have you put into the world? What acts of kindness have you found yourself sharing? What are the beautiful things that you've noticed? Because for all of this badness and stupidity, we have the power to share goodness as well. We outnumber them, you know, these insane politicians doing idiot things on the planet. We do outnumber them. Hey, anyway, go hug the people you love and make amends where you can and do good work and have beautiful days. All right. Hey, if you haven't joined the Fireside, and by Fireside I mean my merry little mailing list, go around to www.tinaconstant.com, that is Constant with a K, and I'll see you there. Have a spectacular day. Bye-bye now. See you next time. Bye-bye.